The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
If you were listening to the programme yesterday, you would have heard the leader of Sinn Féin party, Mary Lou MacDonald, apologising for the way her party handled the Michael McMonagle paedophile scandal, admitting their shortcomings in the matter and pledging a reform of governance in Sinn Féin. In the Dáil a few hours later, she took a more combative approach.
Let me make this point, Count Gourla. In the course of our statements, the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach said the parties of government will have to also make clear what sanctions they have adopted in cases where very senior members of your parties have written character references for convicted rapists and child abusers. I will be interested to hear what action you took.
Now, I'm joined on the line by Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. Fionnán, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So what did you make of what went on yesterday? A very conciliatory and apologetic tone on this programme yesterday. Rather more combative in the Dáil.
Yeah, I mean, Mary Lou MacDonald has been quite late getting involved in this issue. She effectively kept the head down for an entire week as this issue rumbled on. But now she's coming out with her version of events, saying that she is taking action at her end in terms of having a review of all of Sinn Féin's governance procedures and ensuring that the message is clear across the party that what happened here was unacceptable. And she's also fighting back against the government parties and some of the opposition who are putting pressure on her in terms of questions that they're saying will remain to be answered here by Sinn Féin. And she's also pushing back and saying, well, if we're going to answer questions, you're going to have to do the same as well. She wasn't specific yesterday about who she was talking about when she said referred to character references. But you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out there's some well-documented cases involving senior figures in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil who have provided character references in the past. And that appears to be what she is referring to. There is a case, for example, dating back to 2011 of a nurse from County Offaly who was in Australia, was found guilty of two counts of digital rape of a woman, one count of deprivation. And it was Charlie Flanagan, who was obviously still is the TD for Laois Offaly, who provided a character reference for her, saying that she was of good character. And he defended that decision at the time. Then sitting in the chair of the Dáil is Sean O'Farrell. And back in 2006, he wrote a reference for a convicted sex abuser that was, in that case, he wrote it for Joseph Dempsey, again, local man in his constituency. He was jailed for 6 years for rape and 15 counts of indecent and sexual assault against his nephew from in County Kildare. So both of them, of those figures, have come under pressure in the past to explain why exactly they provided this character reference. I suppose what Mary Lou MacDonald said, she's moving on saying, okay, that's their excuse. What was the party's view on that? Sean O'Farrell went on to become Count Gourla as the nominee for Fianna Fáil. Charlie Flanagan went on to become Minister for Justice at the nominee of Fine Gael Taoiseach. So clearly there were no consequences as such for them in their political careers from their actions here.
Now, the point made by Mary Lou MacDonald yesterday on this programme, when I mentioned Maria Kahle, who was also featured on our breakfast programme this morning, was that because of the sort of kangaroo court that Maria Kahle was subject to, that wasn't when she was the boss of Sinn Féin and she couldn't kind of go back there and talk about events over which she had then no control. In other words, that was then, this is now. I presume the Charlie Flanagans and the Sean O'Farrells of the world will say, well, that was then, you know, we were pressured at the time, we got through it, end of. That's what they will say. This is the same sort of historical reference as Mary Lou was referring to when she referred to Maria Kahle.
Yeah, and the answer back from government is, look, we've actually changed the law around the provision of character references, that people who provide references now have to be available for cross-examination in court. And, you know, over time, societal views on the provision of character references have changed as well. They've become less acceptable. I suppose the issue with Sinn Féin here is that nobody is of the belief that they knowingly employed somebody who was engaged in child sex offences. Nobody in their right mind would suggest that. The issue is, what happened when you found out, and how did you deal with it? And the problem here is, if this was the SDLP, they would be given the benefit of the doubt, because you would say, listen, this is a one-off event, nothing like this has ever happened before. In Sinn Féin's case, they don't get the benefit of the doubt, because we've been here before with them. We've had the delay, deny, deflect tactics being used from them in the past when they've been in sticky situations, when the very sensitive cases have come forward, such as the Maria Kahle issue, which took them an awful long time to get a handle on, and in more recent times, you know, on a related issue, in a slightly different area. Likewise with Jonathan Dowdall in Dublin. Again, oh, we don't know anything about this. We had no idea whatsoever he was involved in criminality. Then it comes out in the Hutch trial that he says, questioning him about involvement in criminality before he was even a councillor. And then Sinn Féin come out and say, oh yeah, no, we did, but he raised that with us. We didn't bring it up with him. We just didn't mention that before. So it's not the first time that we've seen that Sinn Féin's version of events in situations like this does change. And we saw that over the past week, delaying in terms of their response, saying that they didn't know anything about it, blaming the charity concerned for it, when we're now in a position 10 days later where we know that not only were two character references provided, but they were actually contacted by that mm-hmm. charity a good while ago to say, you provided two references to this individual who is now under investigation yeah. by the police. So the sands tend to shift, which
but also I suppose
as information comes to light
more unacceptedly, and it was apologised for subsequently. It was the Conor Murphy contention that the British Heart Foundation did not do its yeah. due diligence. In other words, kind yeah. of blame the victim.
Well, we saw this as well. That interview with Conor Murphy was very interesting, because he basically criticised the BBC for asking him about this issue in the first place. So Mary Lou McDonald is saying child protection is at the very heart. It's an extremely important issue. But yet when Sinn Féin are asked about it, they criticise the fact that they're being asked in the first place by the media. And then secondly, it's, well, the charity should have done their due diligence. The charity did do their due diligence. They actually went to the previous employer of the individual concerned and checked, was he of good character? Is he somebody we should be employing? And they weren't alerted to any reason or any doubt over him by two officials in the party, one of them very senior, who said, no, I absolutely can vouch for this person. So again, Sinn Féin have backtracked on that issue now, apologising to the charity. But the charity basically, in this case, the British Heart Foundation, had to come out and defend their position, and that shouldn't have been necessary. What Sinn Féin alleged against the charity was quite damaging to its reputation as well.
The attitude, I mean, we're obviously disturbed by the ongoing Geoffrey Donaldson trial in Northern Ireland, but in Sinn Féin, we go back all the way to Gerry Adams' brother Liam Adams and how all of that was handled. And the, you know, what is it about politics? Maybe it's everywhere, but in Northern Ireland particularly, that there seems to be this ambivalence about child abuse. And we know the history, by the way, Kinkora and all the rest of it. It goes way, way back and covers many parties.
Yeah, I mean, is it an ambivalence, or do people just take advantage of the political climate, the very partisan nature of the politics in Northern Ireland, in order to kind of get in under the radar here? and basically claim that, you know, that their actions are somehow justified, or that they can cover them up, that there has been a traditional culture of fierce loyalty to the party, to the cause, to the campaign, whatever you will call it, above all else, and that basically as a result of that, people fail to see the wood from the trees, and they can basically say, well, look, you know, this person is, to use a phrase, a good Republican, or this person is a good Unionist, and therefore they're above all reproach. That could be a potential explanation, but certainly there has been a culture of omerta in Northern Ireland politics and in the broader movements.
Okay, so the idea is you keep stum lest it damage the party, whichever party that might be. The attempt yesterday by Mary Lou MacDonald, effectively in throwing the mud at in her contribution, unnamed, but you've mentioned a couple of the people to whom she might be referring, there was a kind of a, sure, we're all in this together. Maybe we erred, but you erred too. I'm not sure that's a great defence.
Yeah, look, she has decided that this is the tactic now, that she's going to point the finger at the other parties. And it is an attempt to put them on the back foot, because, I mean, look, she raises legitimate points here. Those character references were not acceptable to be provided by democratically elected politicians. They can defend them, but also their parties should explain, well, where exactly do they stand? The government parties, I saw it with Neil Richmond last night, saying, look, this was a long time ago, and so on. But, it is no harm for each party to have to come out and state, well, this is exactly our position on child protection. These are the rules and regulations within the party. However, you have to go a step further and saying, this is the culture, and this is what we're doing to change that culture and ensure that it is understood by everybody in the organisation. Because Sinn Féin had child protection guidelines in place, and yet two senior officials in the party provided a reference for somebody to get a job in another organisation with access to children, despite what they knew to be the rules in the organisation. So, I mean, Mary Lou MacDonald is quite clear. Those two officials broke the rules, but you are looking at it going, okay, but how come two people, one of whom was in a very senior leadership position, thought that was acceptable behaviour? Does that say something underlying about your organisation?
And we ventilated the whole thing about the contact between the British Heart Foundation and the HR department in Sinn Féin, and no red flag seems to have been raised by the HR department at the time.
That's a curious one as well, because, I mean, anybody in HR will tell you that, you know, items are escalated. So if somebody was working in human resources who was actually contacted about a matter of sensitivity like that, and were basically led to believe that Sinn Féin, that basically all they did was they just responded about, oh yeah, that's right, and left it at that, didn't escalate it, didn't draw it to the attention of anybody else in the party hierarchy, that that person has now left the party's employ but remains a party member, that's not a terribly satisfactory explanation, and it still deserves to be teased out. Mary Lewis said, there's a governance review going on.
The problem for Sinn Féin, and I showed Mary Lou MacDonald the picture, which she had seen already, of Michelle O'Neill with the family, with Dahi and his family, and at the British Heart Foundation event in Stormont, and Michael McMonagall is standing right in front of, about a couple of metres away from Michelle O'Neill. She says that she didn't see him. But the reaction from our listeners was, you know, should have gone to Specsavers. In other words, don't believe it.
Well, there's other issues here related to that. If somebody is going into a press officer communications role with an organization, it's effectively an aspect of that is political lobbying. And you saw that, you know, if he's attending an event that is intended to raise awareness, Well, then invitations would have gone out to people to attend that event. There would have been contact with officials in terms of ensuring things are slotted in the diary and so on. So it does beg the question, well, was Michael McManigal in touch with any of the rest of ye? Did anybody else know that he had moved on to another job in an organisation of some sensitivity? So, you know, Michelle, I'd accept, look, Michelle O'Neill is basically saying, she's busy. She has a lot of things in her diary. She attended an event. She doesn't quite remember exactly who was the person in the background. Okay, we'll accept your bona fides there. But were there any other contacts between Mr. McManigal and other party officials or people in her office? Ultimately, they knew who he was. There was an awareness within the organization of why he had departed. We don't know how widespread that was, but you know, those are the kind of uncomfortable questions that are now arising for Sinn Féin. And you know, as long as they're kind of entrenching in their position, they haven't been very forthcoming with information. Again, it feels like you're dragging and pulling information out of Sinn Féin, and we see this repeatedly south of the border as well. Whenever a controversy comes out from Sinn Féin, it's handball against a haystack kind of stuff. They don't respond until the information is actually put out there, and then they come out with some clarification around it. It's not acceptable practice for a party that aspires to be in government. The war is over, lads. You know, the troubles are gone. You're now in normal peacetime. Parties should have standards in place around openness, transparency and accountability. Right. And that's all that's been asked for here.
Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor of the Irish Independent, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.